This audio installment is one in a series of recordings designed to offer some insight into various operational aspects of the Illinois High School Association. This recording is not intended to serve as an official interpretation or explanation of any specific IHSA bylaw or policy. Member schools with additional questions should contact the IHSA office. Other individuals are encouraged to contact their local high school with any questions before reaching out to the IHSA. The IHSA hopes you enjoy this recording. IHSA Bylaw 3.110 is another bylaw that has evolved over time to address the growing desire of students to receive outside instruction in the skill of a sport. When initially constructed, this bylaw enabled students who participated in country club sports like golf, tennis, and swimming to continue to work with their specific instructors even during the high school season. Over the last generation, though, athletic training providers in seemingly all sports have entered the instruction landscape, and Bylaw 3.110 has changed with the evolving times. For the purposes of this audio installment, outside instruction can mean instruction and attendance at coaching schools, camps, clinics, or private lessons. The key part to this bylaw resides with the instructor. In order for a student to receive outside instruction, the instructor must be able to demonstrate that he or she provides instruction as a part of his or her livelihood. In some cases, a high school coach may meet that qualification, while in others, the high school coach won't. Instructors should be able to demonstrate the following types of things in order to be able to offer instruction to high school students. First, he or she advertises their services in some manner. Second, he or she provides instruction to more than just students from one school or school district. Third, he or she offers no financial incentives or breaks to students that aren't available to everyone he or she instructs. Fourth, he or she is given no financial incentive or benefit from a member school in offering instruction to students from the member school. Assuming an instructor meets these qualifications, any number of students from a member school can attend an instructional session unless one of the instructors in that session is from a particular student's school. In such cases, then, only two students from the school where the instructor coaches may attend the session. The only exception to this provision can occur in the summer contact period, when the bylaws would allow more than two students to attend an instructional session. However, in the summer contact period, any instructional session involving a high school coach and any number of his or her players constitutes one of the allowable contact days for both the coach and the players. The IHSA strongly encourages students to speak with their athletic director or principal prior to attending a camp or taking any kind of sports-specific lesson during the school year. Coaches should also contact their administration before trying to offer instruction in the skill of a sport outside of the allowable high school season.